This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of the first questions we have here is, can you speak about women's divorce, khula, from a Hanafi perspective, or direct me to a website that we can find reliable information? Essentially what khula is that when a woman feels that she's got ground to ask for a divorce, because maybe her husband is not giving her her rights. Generally, the valid reasons for why you can have a khula is where the husband is not fulfilling the obligations of marriage. So some of the fundamental obligations of marriage is that he's not providing you a place to stay properly, right? He's not providing the place that he's supposed to provide you, which means, you know, like an apartment at least, without any other interference, and your own amenities and so on. Another one is your food, clothing, etc. The basic expenses that you would need to be with him as a wife, that needs to be provided. If that's not provided, that's a fundamental problem within marriage, right? And then there's other contentions, right? There would be, for example, that he may, what do you call it? So for these, what khula means is that you don't have to go anywhere first. What you would say to the husband is that I want out of this marriage. If it's irreconcilable and it's just not going to work, right? So then you say, I want to be out of this marriage. So there's a sahabiyah who said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I've actually got no complaints about my husband in his deen. He's a wonderful person in his deen. I got no complaints about him as a person in his deen. But inni akrahul kufra fil Islam, I dislike ingratitude in Islam. So the kufr here means ingratitude, not being thankful. What that means is that what we interpret from this is that she didn't love him. She couldn't be with him, though she had no complaints about him. Right? She had no complaints about him, but she just didn't have any love for him. And she felt that the respect that was needed in Islam for your husband and the respect and honor and love, it wasn't there. So it's not going to work. So that's what she said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I don't want to have this shortcoming in my faith and to end up doing something which is wrong. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so she's asking, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made this into a khula situation. What he asked her is that, are you willing to give him back the orchard that he gave you? Maybe for mahar, most likely. And she said, yes. So he said to the husband, he says, you know, you can take that as an option. He gave that as an option, that, you know, you can take that and then give her a divorce. And that was agreed. So that is where a khula, you don't even have to go to somebody. If your husband is willing to negotiate that with you, you can say, look, I'll give you your mahar, your marriage dowry back. Or I'll give you X, Y, and Z, this amount. Right? If that's going to help him. I mean, if that's going to help him to give you a divorce. Because some husbands are just stubborn. Even they know that the whole thing is on the rocks and it's not going to work out. They refuse to give a divorce out of oppression, and that's wrong. So in that case, then your husband's not going to give you a khula directly. So in that case, then what you have to do in this country, for example, is that you go to a, what they call an Sharia arbitration panel. They generally refer to it as a Sharia court, but it's not really a court because it doesn't have any impositional power, right? It's a Sharia arbitration panel where they have maybe a few ulama, a few scholars, and you put your case to them and they will look at and see if you've got a valid reason for divorce, for seeking the divorce, and then they will ask him to see if he can make any changes or whatever. They'll look at the history, and if they feel that you have grounds, then they will... different courts work in different ways, but sometimes they will actually have the husband sometimes consign an option of a divorce to the court, that if they and make them the arbitrator, get him to sign something to say that, okay, if we feel after listening to you both and after trying our best that it's not going to work, that we can issue the divorce on your behalf. So he gives that advanced divorce option to them. That's one way. Some husbands are very stubborn. They won't do that because they know that they just want to oppress. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to punish the wife, right? The angry husband syndrome, I would probably call that. So in that case, or the oppressive husband syndrome, maybe we can make that word up. So anyway, in that case, what the court in some conditions can do then is to dissolve the marriage themselves. What they call a faskhun nikah. Without a, you know, and it not be a divorce from the husband, it'll be a fuss, it'll be a dissolution of the marriage, then the wife is able to then marry somebody else. So that's basically what the khula is all about, generally speaking. Of course, if you've got a husband who will just say, okay, fine, you know, we will separate on an amicable basis, that's fine. Or if you can get other family members in and they can pressure him because it's just not working out and they can pressure him, then that's fine and you've tried your best. The last resort is that you have to go to a Sharia panel, right? We have some in this country. So that's basically what this is all about. In terms of what are the grounds for asking for a khula, I mentioned some of them. Obviously, there are a lot more complicated issues, but that all depends on what the issue is, and the particular court will be able to determine that when you put your case to them, inshallah.